With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Kremlin warns Washington's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied missiles would stoke the war and escalate international tensions. Policy shift adds uncertainty as the war on Tuesday marks 1,000 days. A conservative pro-business group says it's already working to help Republicans secure a victory in 2026.
Akash Choguli with Americans for Prosperity says the best way to prepare for 2026
is score important policy victories in 2025.
For the AFP, Choguli says that means going from knocking on doors in 2024 to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill.
We've been working closely with the Speaker's office, the Majority Leader, and others.
For the AFP and other pro-business groups, the focus right now is on extending the Trump tax cuts and reversing what they see as bad policy on energy and immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, AAA spokeswoman Aya Diaz says that traffic patterns are different than in years past, in part because of people working from home.
We've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
And AAA says an estimated 80 million Americans will be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday. Authorities say a man carrying out a string of stabbings across New York City has killed three people. The suspect now in custody. Among the victims, a 26-year-old construction worker, a 68-year-old man who was fishing in the East River, and a 36-year-old woman near the UN. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are getting their news these days from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court ruling Indiana law banning sex change operations on kids can remain in effect, finding the law's restrictions do not infringe on the constitutional rights of transgender children, as well as their parents, and for that matter, medical providers as well. This is SRN News. An oil trader in Singapore has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for cheating the bank, HSBC, out of some $100 million.
The defendant, known as OK Lim, built his company from a single truck into a multi-billion dollar oil supply business. He helped Singapore become a major hub for the refueling of ships, but he lied to HSBC about two oil contracts in order to secure funding to save his business at the start of the pandemic. The 82-year-old is ill and appeared in court in a wheelchair, but the judge didn't take that into consideration when sentencing, saying Singapore's prisons had adequate medical facilities.
Then as BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting on Wall Street Monday, Dow Industrials lost 55 points on the day. The NASDAQ was up 111, S&P ahead 23. More details at srnnews.com.